Daily Light, February the 15th, morning. Who can say I have made my heart pure? The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man, to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who can say, I have made my heart pure? Proverbs 20, verse 9, and Psalm 14, 2 and 3, Romans 8, verse 8, Romans 7, 18 and 19, Isaiah 64, 6, Galatians 3, 22, 2 Corinthians 5, 19, 1 John 1, 8 and 9. Daily Light, February the 15th, evening. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. O Lord of hosts, who is as mighty as you, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. He said, Come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me! Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. The floods lift up their roaring. Psalm 93, verse 3. And Psalm 93, 4. Psalm 89, 8 and 9. Jeremiah 5, 22. Isaiah 43, 2. Matthew 14, 29 to 31. Psalm 56, 3.